This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook's oversight board this morning issued its ruling on Donald Trump's banned Facebook and Instagram accounts. Should they be restored? Should they have been turned off in the first place? Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with the findings.
Yeah, this was a bit of a hot potato decision, David, on the part of the quasi-independent oversight board. What it decided is that, yes, it was appropriate for Facebook to kick Trump off both Facebook and Instagram last January, right after the Capitol insurrection, because of the risk he'd stoke further violence. However, and here's the hot potato part of this, David, it said an indefinite suspension was inappropriate under Facebook's current rules. And this is a direct quote from the board's decision. It said, in applying a vague and standardless penalty and then referring this case to the board to resolve, Facebook seeks to avoid its responsibilities. Tough language there. And the board said Facebook now needs to apply and justify a defined penalty. Those are the board's words.
All right. But what does that tell us about whether Trump gets his accounts back?
Well, yeah, that's hard to say from that ruling. The board asked Facebook to review its decision, and it said it should do so within 6 months. So that would be by early November at the latest. Facebook's chief spokesman, Nick Clegg, put out a statement saying that they'll consider what to do next, but that in the meantime, Trump's accounts will remain suspended for now.